Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's play with Ernest in San Jose. Good morning, Ernest.
Good morning.
How you feeling? How you feeling on a hump day?
I'm feeling great.
When's the last time
this money?
When's the last time you had a hooky, Ernest?
A what?
A hickey.
Oh, I thought you said a hooky.
A hooky.
A hickey.
A hickey.
When's the last time you played hooky to get a hickey?
Oh, yeah, that was like almost 20 years ago.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
Good for you. Then you're smarter than Dina, who got ghosted. All right, I just wanted to ask that question.
All right, my man, you know how it works, right? 60 seconds on the clock. I've got 10 questions. You get them correct, you are winning $1,000 cash.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Ready, set, go.
Where were the first Olympics held?
Athens.
Pat Sajak hosts what TV game show?
Wheel of Fortune.
What's the name of our holiday concert happening on December 5th?
Papapooies, I don't know.
What was Olaf in the movie Frozen?
A snowman.
Spell Sapphire.
Sapphire.
What sport will you hear the term gutterball?
Bowling.
Where in the Bay Area will you find a haunted distillery?
Napa.
What's the Roman numeral for the number 5?
A V.
How many points is a touchdown worth in football?
6.
All right,
you got to 9 of them, and I gotta think that everybody's gotta pay more attention to our concert, because every time we ask about it, people get the question wrong.
99.7 Now's Poptopia. That's the one.
Poptopia, not Papapalooza,
which is not a bad name. Write it down. Maybe another concert
featuring Lizzo, Halsey, and more. You can get your tickets now at 997now.com.
Wow.
Let's go through the ones you got right. The first Olympics were held in Athens, Greece. You knew that, but you didn't know Poptopia. Pat Sajak does host the Wheel of Fortune. We've covered Poptopia. Olaf was a snowman in Frozen. You spelled Sapphire correct. Bowling is where you could get a gutter ball. You will find a haunted distillery in Moss Beach. Moss Beach, not Napa. A V is the representation of a 5 as a Roman numeral, and you do get 6 points for a touchdown. So, Ernest, you did it pretty well. But remember, December 5th, you will catch us all at the SAP Center at Poptopia featuring Lizzo.
Bang, bang, bang. And you will get a prize pack just for listening and playing, though, Ernest.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great Wednesday. We appreciate you listening. All right, let's keep the cash coming, shall we? 8:20, less than 8 minutes away. We are playing Secret Sound. We have $2,700 in the jackpot. All you have to do is tell us what the sound is. We'll hand over the money next.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
Big Bay Mornings on Demand. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.
Let's go. Shake it, Callie. What's up, Callie?
Hi. Oh, my God. I finally got through.
You did. You made it, and you are here. Welcome to Secret Sound. Are you ready to play?
Yay. Yes. I'm late for work, but I don't care.
Yes, the spirit. Who cares? Listen, you could win $2,700 right now. That's a nice paycheck right
it.
There. All right. So here we go. I'm playing the sound first, and then we'll give you a clue. Okay. Here's the sound. And your clue, Callie, ask Rumpelstiltskin to help you with this sound.
Okay, I think it is a clown blowing up a balloon.
Oh, look at that. Unison.
Yes, I could totally hear that, but Callie... Incorrect, but we love you for listening and playing, and you can call back in 1 hour when we do it again at 9:20, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have yourself a great Wednesday. That means another $100 we throw in the pot, $2,800 in the Secret Sound jackpot. Yes, big money, big money. The Ghostbusters, we're back on Big Bay Mornings on 99.7 Now. If you were ghosted and you want to know what happened, it's when you reach out to us. That is what we do. Dino, my man, you were ghosted.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I was ghosted.
Well, tell us. It sounds funny. What happened?
Ghost.
I mean, it's not that funny, you know.
Yeah, a-hole.
I mean, it's funny to us.
It was a very abrupt ghosting. Yeah, I met this girl at a friend's birthday party. And actually, like, my friends have been trying to hook us up for a while, but we actually met there at the party. And it was going really good. You know, we hung out after, and then we hung out a few days later. That day went well. And then after that, she has not hit me up at all.
So what do you mean you hung out after? You hung out after the party?
Yeah, we hung out after the party. You know, we got pizza after. You know, we just chilled.
Was there any hookups involved? Sounds like you guys partied a little bit, or no?
No, we didn't. I mean, we kissed, but that was about it. Okay. You know, we were drinking, so yeah.
So you, obviously, y'all exchanged numbers, though, because y'all hung out again after the party.
Yeah, we exchanged numbers. We hung out, not the next day, but the day after that. And then after that, she has not returned any of my texts.
Okay. Have you texted her a lot?
No, just a couple of times. You know, one saying, hey, when do you want to hang out again? And then a couple of days later, just saying, hey, and then just nothing.
And what'd you guys do for the second hang?
No, we just got coffee. We just talked.
Okay. So easy and casual. Do you want to know why you were ghosted, or are you trying to see her again?
Yeah, I liked her. She was really cute, you know? She was really cool. Yeah, I want to see her again.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can find her.
We'll come right back, and we'll make the call to your ghoster, Cecilia, and see if we can figure out what happened.
All right, thank you so much.
Right, you're on here. This is Big Bay Mornings.
Kicking it with the morning show.
I love you guys so much.
99.7 Now.
Ghosted in October. So festive. We are in the middle of Ghostbusters on Big Bay Mornings. Dino was ghosted after two dates with Cecilia. He can't figure out for the life of him why he was ghosted. So we're going to do that now as we call Cecilia.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Cecilia?
Yeah, this is Cecilia.
Good morning. This is Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 Now, Benny and Greg.
Hi.
Hey, well, we got a call from somebody who was looking for you, and we're just trying to kind of see if we can put you guys back together.
Okay, this is kind of scary. Who is it?
Do you know a guy named Dino that you met at a party?
And ghosted?
Yeah, I do. I know Dino. He's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, he says that you guys went on a couple of dates, but then, you know, you sort of lost interest and maybe stopped returning his text messages.
You know, he called you guys?
Yeah, he called us. And then we called you.
You know, you don't want to kiss and tell, you know?
So you did kiss.
It was something, you know.
Well, it was something, but now it's nothing. So how do we figure out what happened? How were the dates?
They were more of just kind of hangouts. At least the first one, right?
Well, yeah, you know, our friends have been trying to hook us up. So, you know, it was like, okay, finally. It was super casual. It was really cool. The conversation was good. But, you know, people are so unpredictable. And I just, you know, it got to a point where it just wasn't for me. So, you know. Sorry, Dino.
Okay, can you explain what that means?
Okay, so obviously you liked him from the party. So why did you decide he wasn't for you?
So we're hanging out, you know, we're having a good time. We go out Friday and then we go out on Sunday. So Sunday I notice this hickey.
A what?
He has a hickey, a whole hickey. Like we're still doing this.
Are
you guys in junior high?
Maybe it was a vacuum cleaner.
Like, you know, we're kissing under the bleachers like a hickey. And we just went out on Friday. So not even 48 hours later, we hang out, and now you got this hickey on your neck. And first of all, I was like, you know, just like you said, we're not in sixth grade. We're not in fifth grade. You know, it's like, come on, buddy.
Well, I wasn't giving hickeys or getting hickeys in fifth grade, but... But yes, we're not in high school or junior high. But I have a question. How old, roughly, is he? Do you know?
think he's like 27, 28.
You know what, girl? We actually have him on hold. Can we bring him up and roast him?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Dino, are you there?
Yeah. Yo, I really thought I hit that hickey. I put a little makeup on it and everything.
Dude. How are you doing, buddy? It's good.
Are you 27? How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 27. Just turned 27 last month.
And you're getting hickeys?
I mean, some girls still like to give hickeys. You know, I'm not out here asking for them.
Well, you say no.
Can we get to the bottom? You're okay. You met this girl. You seem to like her. You agree to meet her again. Who gave you the hickey between, you know, it's not even 48 hours?
I mean, just some other girl that was on my phone, you know? I mean, we just
on
met.
Your phone.
We're not exclusive. Yeah.
I get that. You have every right to go hook up with somebody else in between meeting her and seeing her again. Yeah, you're not exclusive. But, dude.
You ever think about a turtleneck?
Or just not letting her suck your neck?
Yeah, there's a good point.
I'm a people pleaser. What can I say?
I'm a people pleaser. Did you really think you were she wasn't gonna see it?
I mean, I knew there was a chance, but I didn't think she was gonna get upset about it. I mean, we just met, so of course I'm gonna see other people until it gets more serious, you know?
You said you tried to hide it, like what? Cover up? Like you literally put makeup on it or something?
Yeah, some girl left makeup at my place, so I just dabbed a little stuff on it, but yeah. Yeah, you could still see it.
You bought it yourself. Don't lie. You went and bought that thing right in.
Oh man, I'm no makeup expert.
Yeah, it's the complete wrong shade.
You should have the other girl, you know, blend it after she gave you the hickeys. She could have blended it in.
Well, it was pretty bad, guys. It didn't even work.
Are you planning to hang out with this Saturday night hickey giver again?
The girl who gave me the hickey.
Well, wait, before you answer that, Cecilia, are you interested?